Are you wondering what your favorite wacky nerds are up to? Search for Campaigns of the Planes on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, and make sure to follow and like us to keep up with all our content and news. You might also find exclusive content for fans only. Remember to catch us on YouTube every Friday at noon for a new episode of Campaigns of the Planes.
And welcome back to Campaigns of the Planes. This is our Season 2 D&D campaign. Just a little bit of homebrew Final Fantasy goodness thrown in there for you. Guys, we release these episodes every Friday on YouTube, so make sure to go there, like, comment, subscribe, do all the fun things that they say at the beginning of every video to do, because it actually does affect the algorithm. But we appreciate you for doing so. So if this isn't really your taste, don't worry. We've got something else for you. We've got a couple of other things on our channel, like our Monster of the Week episodes. So if you like Supernatural, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, any of those kind of shows, we've got something similar to that. It's set in the 80s in the Supernatural world. So go and check that out. Otherwise, we've got a couple of one-shots. We have our Humblewood Valentine's Day one-shot done by our very own Travis. We have our Honey Heist done by our very own Alicia, and our Season 1 campaign of D&D done by our very own Matt. So go and check those out, give them some love, and then...
a lot of murder mysteries.
There are a lot of murder mysteries as well. Those kind of have a weird continuing story arc as well. But we understand that you may not have time to go view those episodes on YouTube. We don't want to get you in trouble at work for having YouTube up, but we could sneak past that, can't we, Travis?
Of course you can. Just go to your favorite podcast platform, whether that be Apple or Amazon, Google, Spotify, or any of the smaller ones in between there. Go ahead and go to Campaigns of the Planes and download our latest episode. That happens to come out every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Central Time, just in time for you to download it before your morning commute. And make sure while you're there to go ahead and subscribe to our page so that you get notifications every time we drop new content.
Right. What happened last time, Alicia?
I called my notes Trace Keys. Because there were three of his. Ellie's crystal, not the Ellie that I am, but the Ellie that the Ellie here is, her crystal is cracked, and she is, too, a little cracked. I mean, the best way to... She's definitely halved. And she's waiting for a signal to do something, according to the Poppy of this world. And Poppy said Poppy was stuck here until Ellie's done with whatever it is Ellie's doing. And also, she is like Santa. She can hear us when we're sleeping, or see us, how, I don't know how the song goes. She knows when we're good and bad. She knows what's going on. She follows this, the thing of what's going on in the world. She just can't talk to us. It's fine. And then we left. And we were being chased by shades. Hold the door after we bust the door open. We busted the door open, and then we hold the door. Ellie wandered away because she got bored. And then she steps on a glyph, send help, and the giant eyeball Diabolos daddy in the sky told the bad keys to test us if we're worthy of Becky's soul. He said something like Alulir or Alular. I don't think that that's Bad Keys' name. I think that's just some word, but that's what I'm going with. Oh, and then everything went dark, and we were fighting, and then Milos brought the lights back, and then we saw some figure stabbing Bad Keys, which could be Dose Keys. That's what my guess is. I said, go Dose Keys with the save, with question marks. And he's stabbing Bad Keys, and that's what I got. I didn't take a whole lot of notes, because we were just combat.
So, yes, the figure with the wings had, as the darkness dissipated from Milos' dispel, figure had a blade pierced through its chest, going from back to its front. And the blade that you see, now that you guys get to take a look at it, looks like a long dark metal blade, and there is some kind of magical aura coming off of it. Kind of mix between this red and dark aura, and a figure behind it says, "I told you we're gonna die, you know." And you see a figure behind it dressed in full black armor, this faceplate pulled down with kind of only a slit showing a pair of eyes behind it and a pair of wings out the back of the armor.
That's not good keys. Or dose keys or whatever it's called.
And this figure just, the figure with the larger wings with the blade through him says, "You were dead." Mm. And the other one behind it whispers just enough so you all can hear, "Not dead enough." And it pulls the blade out. And it looks all around at all of you and says, "What are you waiting for? Attack him! Don't worry about the shades, they're gonna come back!"
Who the hell are you?
"Don't worry about it."
Okay.
Milos, it is still your turn. You use your action to dispel.
Yeah. I can't cast another spell because that was a... Okay. So I will have my ember... walk up to or float over to evil Marquise, and he's just gonna take a melee attack, and he looks extra fiery at the moment because he took some damage. That's definitely gonna miss. That's 11.
11 unfortunately does not hit. That fire blade just kind of bounces off of the armor, the black leather that this gentleman is wearing.
Would he have advantage because the other dude is in melee?
Yeah, we could tell it that he would, yeah.
Cool. That's over 20.
Yes.
So that is 8 plus 2 is 10 plus 4. 14 fire damage.
14 fire damage. Alright.
I will gesture at the downed Gregor and be like, "Shit, Gregor's down!
Shit, Gregor's down."
Alright. Don't say can't do anything.
That's my turn. I can't do anything to help. Okay. So.
Din, you are up.
I need... There's dark dust on the room, right?
No. Milos dispelled it. That's how you can see.
Right. Oh, okay. I need my bear. I'm going to walk up to my bear.
You're going to walk up to your bear?
Yes.
Okay. So it is right next to a larger gentleman with wings. Are you just getting within 10 feet?
Oh, yeah, within 10 feet. Okay. Yoink him. I'm going to take him back.
Okay. Reaction to yoink the bear.
Yeah.
Okay. So bear is not on the field.
I've yoinked a few bears.
No, okay, bear. Wait, how big is. Never mind. I'm just going to.
Awesome.
Can I hunter's mark it?
You certainly can.
Oh, it just happens? Oh, shit, okay.
Yeah, Hunter's Mark just happens.
Oh, right, then I'm gonna shoot him.
Okie dokie.
23.
23 will definitely hit.
What is that, TikTok, right? Yes. Is that what they sound?
Yes. Ow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, Hunter's Mark is a d6.
Yep.
So 7 damage, and then 6 radiant.
Okie dokie. That was first attack, second attack.
I miss.
Oh.
Okay. Oh. Anything else?
No.
All right. Marquise, you are up.
Well, I think I just want to keep trying to target bad keys.
Okie dokie.
Just
shoot yourself.
What are you loading up
but
your gun with this
but
time?
Don't. Yeah, recording.
Yeah. I'll stick to the silver.
Doing a silver?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's an 18.
18 just hits.
Okay.
To use.
pretty good.
Wow.
15.
15 damage?
Yep.
Alright, what's your d6 for your last number in this series?
6.
Two. So that is
Amumba.
So unfortunately, the creature did not die, so it's not going to explode into money for you. But you did get a pair. So you gain a d8 of inspiration.
Oh shit!
That's cool.
Yeah. Take that. Hold on. Use this one because that's an inspiring looking die.
Okie dokie.
So sparkly, right?
Those anything else, like Marquise?
I like those. And I like the like red pinky ones. Yeah, and the stone ones are
pretty tall. I will. That's not good.
Okay. So it is actually the person in the full dark armor's turn. So you see, as this person takes their blade and kind of draws it along, like an exposed part of their arm, and draws blood from that, and then the blade seems to grow with like this dark aura. They're wielding a long sword, a great sword. Sweet. And since the element is in front of it, it gets advantage. Which is good, because it just barely hits at an 18. So great sword is 2d6, and then that's d8. So 9, 10, 11 slashing damage, and 2 necrotic. And you see as this dark aura seems to pull something away from this creature with wings and almost vitalize the one in dark armor. So... Okay, it is that creature's turn, so it's going to turn around and kind of look at the situation that it's in. Doesn't like its placement currently. Grigor's down. But one of the shades, since Ellie didn't move, is next to Ellie. Yeah, so it folds its wings around itself and drops into the shadows. It is going to actually, since Grigor is down, it's going to teleport right next to the one by Grigor, which will get it near Ellie and Asher.
Is this bad case that teleported by me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Ellie's the only one that has one. A shade by it, so it's going to attack that one, so because it is smart and it is going to gain advantage from it. 18 to you, Ellie.
Shield.
What's your AC then?
I don't know what shield do.
Isn't it plus 5 or is it plus 2?
It's plus 5.
It's plus 5. Okay, so it's 21.
Okay. Sounds good, as you are able to throw up that last that shield last second as this dark dagger seems to bounce off of it.
It's okay.
It just kind of, like, snarls at you and then looks back over to you and chucks another dagger.
Stop it.
Stop.
Like how he's just, like, fucking with the daggers.
Catch them all. 16.
Yep.
It is 8 piercing damage. And then con save, please. You will take... You're already resistant to radiant damage, so you would take 1 radiant damage.
Oh, no. That is so hurt.
Elliot, is your turn.
Is he still by me?
He is still by you.
When he teleported, did we get attack of opportunity?
No, because it is magical teleportation.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna, hey, Poppy, could you help?
Well,
but not you, let's get Misty out here. Yeah.
Alright, so you're using your sorcery points?
Yep, to summon Mist Dragon.
Okie dokie. So the big, well, the little,
chibi,
big-eyed, dragon.
How good are you with constitution?
What do you mean? You just rolled a 25.
No, not you. I'm just, because that's your body, although he's a different, I think he's a different class than you.
Yeah.
Let's try it. I'm going to enkindle. Misty's going to right on this guy. Well, oh no, will it hit Gregor?
Yes.
Okay, never mind.
Not the armor.
Never mind. Misty's just going to bite. Just going to bite.
Okay.
Just 18?
18 just hits.
Okay. 1d8 plus 1d6 cold damage. So that's 2 cold damage and 13 piercing damage.
Okay.
Okay, so that's Misty. Okay, and then my turn, because it's just a bonus action to... No, it's not a bonus action when I'm just changing him. It's just a sorcery point.
Yep.
Okay, so then I get my whole thing.
You used your bonus action to command the
just for the attack, for the basic attack.
Yep.
The bonus? Okay. Well, I can't heal you, Gregor. I'm really sorry. I don't know how to do that anymore. I forgot overnight. All that I really can do is, and he's right next to me, huh?
Yeah, you could reach down and touch him.
No, not Gregor, the bad guy.
Oh yeah, you could just reach right out and touch him.
All of my spells are fucking distanced ones. Everything would be a disadvantage.
Unless it's a save.
Can I just use my action to disengage?
Yeah.
And run away?
Yeah.
I'm gonna run away.
You're gonna run towards Milos?
I'm gonna run. Yes, Milos will save me.
Okay, so you run by Asher and head over to Milos?
No, yeah, but they don't do damage. I don't do damage! Close up! Okay,
that's my turn. She doesn't do close-up magic.
I don't do close-up magic. I'm done.
No cameras, please.
No cameras, please.
So, Ellie Asher, you are up.
And he is in melee with me.
He is. Well, you'd move, like, right up next to where Ellie... You would move into the space that Ellie just vacated, and then you'd be next to a shade. Well, you'd have Gregor to your left, a shade to the right of him, and the angel...
Becky's. Just use the name.
Hmm?
Yeah,
Bad keys.
You'd have
I'm technically not in melee with him at this point.
Not yet. You'd have to move up into...
But if I don't want to be, I'm good, right? Like, I could cast a ranged spell.
You could, yep.
And it wouldn't be at disadvantage.
Yep.
Okay. But Gregor's right next to me?
He is. He's, like, down to your lower, or to your left.
Kind of cave corner. In his
armor. How, he is. How rough does Bad Keys look?
He's taking some damage.
What I think I want to try to do is he is going, Asher is going to swing his sword and he's going to drag it along the ground and cause a bunch of sparks, and then he's going to toss the sparks up and cast Guiding Bolt at him.
Okie dokie. Nice.
Let's just roll. It is a natural 1.
Ooh. Oh.
So I should have cured.
The sparks go wide, yeah. Unfortunately.
Just Jubilee.
Well, the good news
that
is
that was really pretty.
It was really pretty.
The good news is, though, if you end your turn now, you're no longer stunned after this. So.
Yeah.
I
could have lightning breathed him too. Oh, well.
You could have. Yep.
That was like a week ago. I forgot about that.
So long.
Yeah.
Anything else? Well, that was your one action. So.
Yeah, and I don't think I have any. Yeah, I will just stay there with Gregor and Evil Marquis. And...
Okay. The Shade is going to move up into the spot that Ellie vacated, though. So it is going to try to attack you, Asher. 11's not going to hit you. The other Shade is going to move up next to you as well from the one that also hit Gregor. off to the far side, so he's going to move up. He will gain advantage for there being a shade next to you. Ah, goddammit, I rolled 2 natural 4s, so they both miss.
Suck it.
Alright. The last shade was by elements. Yeah, I mean, there's no reason for it not to. It's going to also move up to you, Asher.
Cool.
Ah, but a natural 19 plus 5, 24.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Okay.
Barely.
Barely. The bare necessities. It's a 4. So that's 11 slashing damage, and 10 necrotic damage. That is their turn. Milos, you are up.
Doki. Is my Ember still in melee?
No, because it had teleported away, but Ember could make it up to bad keys.
It has 60 feet.
Oh, open. Yeah.
Yeah, was I supposed to make a death save somewhere in between Milos' turns? Didn't we start off after Milos?
Yeah, I just did it. I just spell magic.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, session. You were. Yep. Sorry, thank you. If you would, please.
Okay, cool.
Ooh. That's a natural 20.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Nice. So we'll allow you to jump back in there if you'd like, Gregor. If you wanted to get a turn in.
Yeah, sure.
I think you would still have your dragon breath, because Ellie cast it on you. You don't lose it.
Yeah, you would still have that.
Ellie didn't get hit.
Yeah. So she have to do constitution. I guess I would use my half movement to get up and shaking off the grogginess, I would probably spit that awful taste out of my mouth in the direction of Bad Keys.
Okay. If you aimed it straight ahead of you, kind of towards the stairs there, you'd be able to hit before they had moved, you'd have been able to hit a shade and a bad key, so you got 2 in there.
Sure. How do I do this? Do they make a save?
Let's see.
Or
I think it's a save.
It is like a dex save.
Is it a dex save?
It's a good question. Look.
I thought that's what she said.
Yeah, it's dex. Okay. Dex save 15.
15, okay. The shade fails with a natural 1, but an 18 for Bad Keys.
And they take half damage if they fail.
And Bad Keys is going to uncanny dodge.
Fucking.
Okay. So I rolled a total of 6 cold damage.
6 cold damage. Shades have not been hit yet, so these are fresh shades. Straight from the shadow. Well, he's used his reaction. So, that was your action. You're not stunned because you die while you were unconscious, so you shrugged off those effects. You've used half your movement.
Yeah, I guess, I don't really have bonus actions, so I guess I would just, never use my action, so, I might, if I can use my remaining 15 feet, I would use it to get opposite of one of my allies to give them advantage, I think.
When you went down, you did have 2 shades next to you, because that's why you went down.
Right. I guess I'll just stand here and hope that no one takes me down.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
We'll say the Shade's not really worried with you being at 1 HP, and they decided to go against Asher first. So that was your turn. We just did Asher. We went back through the shadows. Milos.
Okay. So that changes my turn, because I was going to heal you. But, I mean...
No matter... You still can. I'm not going to complain.
No matter what I do, you're going to go down in a hit, right? So...
Depends on how good that spell is.
Well, I can't burn too much on you, unfortunately. I'm going to do...
Just saying, I might be having a change of heart on this magic stuff.
I was going to say, he's really changed his tone on this.
How far away is Marquise? Or, sorry, not Marquise. Gregor from me right now.
From you? Since you kind of backed up away from where you were, you're probably about 20 feet from him.
Oh. Yeah. I'll have Ember get up in melee with Bad Keys. Can he get flanking?
Since Gregor is up, yes, he would be able to get flanking from Gregor.
Okay, I'll have him go in and attack. That's 21 to hit.
That will hit.
And that is 6 fire damage. And then as that's happening, I'm going to do a Scorching Ray. And I'm going to have all 3 hitting Bad Keys.
Check. Yeah. Are those dex saves? No, they're attack rolls.
No, it's attack roll. Yep. Okay. That one is a 21. The other one is like 27. And the third one is also over 20.
Okay.
So I think all 3 hit. And so it's 3d6 for each of those. First one is 12. Second one is 11. And third one is 11.
All right.
That's my turn.
All right. And after Milos, it is Din.
Do I shoot him?
You can certainly do that.
Has he moved any closer to me?
No. He hasn't moved closer to you.
Okay. He's still far away, then I'll shoot him.
Okay.
18.
18 will just hit.
12 damage and then 5 radiant.
Go ahead and break your limit.
Finally.
Ooh.
I don't want to do this.
Describe your attack like a limit break in Final Fantasy. I mean, you've got the light bow and
I want the 14 limit break. The bow comes back. It's got the giant like gold halo circle around the arrow, shoots it off, and there's like streaks of gold.
That's cool. A
bunch of tiny little arrows of light just converge on him.
Yep, I'm down.
All right, so Din pulls back that that lunar bow, and you see for just a moment behind her a glimpse of the moon from your guys' plane just shine ever so brightly, and all of a sudden it kind of glows in this halo, and these lunar streaks just come from behind her as she shoots her one arrow. And then these lunar streaks just come and pierce him from all over the place, and he drops to the ground.
I did that.
Is he dead?
Is he dead before?
But is he actually dead this time? Dead. Somebody and go kick him.
You see this figure that was in the dark armor just go over and stick their sword in him.
I said kick him, not...
He poked him.
That's his brain goop coming out.
Never good
I like
biology.
This person. Very good with swords.
Wait, they deserve that.
Did you say that I'm not good at biology? Do you know me?
This person puts up their face mask and you see a familiar green Gria underneath, missing one eye.
Oh, it's your friend, the Becky.
You're not our Becky, are you?
Obviously.
Wow! Yeah, you guys are similar. That eye roll. I just give her a hug. So just this, I have to avoid the sword.
And she just kind of like puts her arms up and is like, whatever.
I know you're not our Becky, but it's good to see a Becky, a version of her, breathing again.
Okay.
Okay.
Good to see you too, I guess.
Yeah. He's actually there.
Like, twists the sword, and you hear some squelching. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's dead.
What about that?
That's something we're going to have to deal with when we get up there.
Is the eye still looking at us?
It started to kind of close and to dissipate.
Oh, he's tired. Where?
Throw that rock at it.
Where is...
He's all puckered out.
Where's our Becky?
And this Becky, like, pulls the blade out and, like, does one of those, like, wicks the blood off by, like, giving it a swing and says...
You must not do magic here like our Becky does.
It... was tempting before, but I found a better art. Just something about running a blade through somebody.
We should get Becky a sword.
I don't know if she would, you know how to use it.
I'm sure somebody here could teach her.
I mean, there's a matter of her wanting to use it, too. That's true. That's beside the point. We have to get her back before we can teach her how to use a sword.
You're so cool! With the wings and the armor!
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Take us to our Becky, please.
Well, we're kind of waiting on something.
Is it the explosion?
And she, like, rolls her good eye at you and walks over to the door and starts, like, opening it.
We just spent some time sealing that.
It's fine.
But there were shades outside.
You hear a couple of bang, bang. And she opens up the door. She kind of moves... This Becky is quite a bit more physically built than your Becky.
I'm gonna call her Swole Becky. I
was just gonna say that.
Swolky.
But she manages to open the door. Buffky. She manages to open the door just far enough, and you see the familiar form of this world's Marquise. Like, bottles rattling and everything, kind of limp through the door.
Boy, I thought you died.
Done that a couple times.
What?
I didn't say anything.
You looked at me.
I just like to look at you. You're pretty.
It was the thing you said with your face. Your body language.
What body language? Stop looking at me. Your beard.
It's hard not to notice when people... suddenly dark.
Can we go already?
Yes, that would be great.
And you see this world's Becky, like, put her blade. She keeps it kind of, like, on her, like, attached to, like, the back part of her hip. It kind of sits to the side so she can... She's actually been wielding it, like this with the blade out. So the handle's, like, this way. Mm-hmm. And you now get a look at it. And it's a long black blade, and it has this kind of shovel head almost ending to it, where it kind of does this, like, half circle. And it's rather ornate for a blade.
But where'd you get your pretty sword?
I made it.
Did Asher teach you how to make swords? No, he's dead in this world. Did Asher's dad teach you how to make swords? Or did you just figure it out?
No, I had to forge it a different way.
What was that? What'd you say?
That's nice.
Oh, okay. Well, your word language said otherwise.
I will go over to this world's Marquise, and I'll, like, have the magic stone that this world's Milos gave me, and be like, am I supposed to squeeze it now? I can't.
I don't think we were supposed to squeeze it, were we?
And this world's Marquis says, no, he's going to send you the signal when he's ready.
Oh, okay. I forgot. I'm sorry. This is new to me. I've never seen this thing before. Thanks.
Yeah, okay. So we need to get moving.
Of course. Let's go. Scoop Poppy. What? It's not Poppy, is it? It's Misty. It lasts for an hour. No, it lasts for 6 rounds. So it's probably Poppy again.
It's probably Poppy again.
I go to scoop Misty and it turns into Poppy in my arms.
Mm-hmm. The mist just kind of falls off of the form, just falls off, and it's Poppy again. Hmm. Wiggles her ears a little bit.
Poppy, it's Becky. Kind of.
Poppy kind of cocks her head to the side.
She's been keeping your body warm. Not your body. Your other body.
You hear Poppy in your head go, "You what, bitch?"
Yeah, I know you cuddle with Becky's dead body when nobody's looking. Give it biscuits.
Yeah. Give it biscuits.
Right out her face. Smooch in the face. She's like, yeah, she loves this.
Yeah. But you see as this world's marquise goes over and like pulls down a lever and it draws up this gate that you guys hadn't seen before because of the darkness in this room. Where does this gate come from? It's kind of built into the wall. Are you ready?
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming we don't have time to rest, so.
Do we have 10 minutes?
And all of a sudden, Milos, you feel those stones pulse in your hand.
No, I don't think we do.
Our table's ready.
I have 20 HP. Are we gonna go get our table? Yeah, okay, let's go.
Our table at Applebee's is ready. Margaritas.
Yeah, margarita sounds great, actually. That sounds like good. I wonder if they have cheese sticks.
I always have cheese sticks. I like those. Just get a sampler platter.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. Table for 2, 4, 8, please. 9 with Poppy.
Anyway. you see as this world marquise and Becky kind of like shoot each other a look for a second, and then this world marquise like goes to like go into the stairs, and then like Becky goes at the same time, and she just kind of shoves him to the side, and then like starts walking, and he kind of rolls his eyes at her.
That was awkward.
It's tense, and he like starts to hobble.
Why is it tense? Oh my god!
Oh my god, no, don't start
flipping
this.
Flipping manically through the volumes that
no,
she found.
No, don't start this.
Who was the love interest in book 7? Who was it?
Please don't ship my character with my brother.
Please. You can't stop me.
I mean,
I knew there was sexual tension between Becky and Marquise.
Supernatural all over again.
Oh, boy. But anyway, you all start to climb up the tower as well. As you reach this light, this red light comes pouring in from the top of the stairs. Feels like you've been climbing for a good solid, like, 5-10 minutes. And as you reach the top, you come up to this platform that overlooks the city, and you can get a real good eyeful of the damage that has been done to the city and even to areas beyond. It seems like there is a perpetual fire and billow of black smoke that is coming from Rubus, from the desert, Milos.
I'll gesture towards Rubus and say to this world, Becky and Marquise, do you guys know what that might be?
Yeah. This world's Marquise says, so that that's where the Empire decided to try to use one of their weapons against Diabolos. They decided to use a new form of fuel called Cerulean. They brought, it was tons of it, and they stored it in tankers all along the oasis. When they went to fire the weapon, Diabolos actually punctured a few of the tankards with the weapon up there, and he now points up, and just about 50 feet above you, you see this machina snake-like body with like humanoid-ish top half, like clung to the top of this spire, but also with its chest bare and its like serpent-like body wrapped around the top of the spire. And he said he used that to fire over at Rubus, and Cerulean unfortunately burns hot, but it also doesn't burn fast, so it's been burning for almost 5 years now.
Okay. I'll look over at Gregor. Do you know what Cerulean is? Maybe we should warn the Empire about maybe not using it in the future.
I don't know.
Gregor, you would have heard about Cerulean. It's a very new form of fuel that's been discovered underground. It is some kind of mixture between a fuel like gasoline or some kind of propellant, but also some kind of magical in nature. The Empire has been experimenting with it since it can burn very hot and power many different things like large magitech for a very long period of time.
I don't know anything about this.
Checking my passive insight. My passive insight is 15.
Okay. Go ahead. I can
go ahead and make a deception check. Yep.
Good.
Yeah, my deception will be a dirty 20.
Yeah,
it seems like maybe Gregor just isn't that high up enough to maybe know what the Empire has or has not been experimenting on.
Well, regardless, you should send word back to maybe not use it.
Well, many things in this world are different from our world, so perhaps it doesn't even exist. Who knows?
But it doesn't hurt to check. We can always talk to Joker about it. It's fine.
I can talk to someone about it.
So, as you all stand up here, you also look to the north and see that the forest of Emerald is barren, is a wasteland.
What happened?
There are no trees.
What happened to the trees?
Well, there was a great worm that was set loose upon the forest, and it just completely decimated all life.
Why did we do that?
Luckily, the Empire was able to slay the worm, but
they tried to eat us.
After that, they were attacked in Rubus and made one final charge here, but as you saw below, not so successful.
How did they defeat it? Just asking for no reason whatsoever.
Some kind of magitech weapon. Some giant magitech weapon that they've been developing. I think they found some parts of it in an underground forgotten facility below the border, I believe.
We should, we should probably deal with that when we get back. Put a pin in it. Or at least like, tell Joker about it or something. That's my home. Oops.
Just put that on the list.
Yeah, right.
Oh no, are we gonna have a list in this game too?
You look west to Saffris and you see that there is not much land to the west. It looks like the entire continent had or that side of the land had dropped off and had fallen into the sea, as you see, like, jutting stones and, like, a landslide cave to that side.
Maybe an earthquake?
Diabolus set off a number of explosions in the caverns underneath Saffris, and unfortunately, the caverns run deep, and it just tore that land right off of the face.
This place has really gone to shit.
Speaking of Diabolos, so we're clear, I wasn't trying to, like, recruit him or, like, have him join us or anything. Like, that was all a ruse, which is why I was trying not to have Ellie be like, yeah, you should totally come with us. Because obviously I don't want him to come with us. That's stupid.
No, but it was a good way to figure out what he was trying to do, what he wanted.
We have to tell him what he wants. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, we have to lure him out so he can give us the thing we want, or at least make him think that we're along his side, whatever.
Marquise, definitely. This world's Marquise, like, as you're talking, Milos, like, takes the one hand that is part machine and, like, touches you on your shoulder and, like stop talking and, like, turns your attention as you look up and you see sitting next to the machine is Diabolus on a giant glass throne, stained glass throne, as he is just sitting there looking bored. He has one hand propping up his chin, and he is tapping the glass with a pair of claws, nails that sound like metal on glass as he taps them. Yes, do tell.
I mean,
Oh, please, he already says he hears and sees everything. He knows we were lying to him.
Obviously. I mean, this isn't surprising. I assumed he knew that I was not actually, but I gotta try, right? I gotta try and, you know.
I think points for trying, right?
Seeing Diabolus in his true form here, you now see him. He is considered a large creature.
Large?
Large.
Not, like, huge?
Hmm?
Or?
No. He's large. He's
just large.
Like storm giant size.
Okay.
And the throne upon which he sits seems to be like he had warped the stained glass of the cathedral just to make this sharp throne that he now sits upon. And he just kind of is giving you all kind of a bored look. And this world's Marquise leans into you, Milos, and says, something should have happened by now.
Like what?
What do you mean? Like he should have tried to kill us?
Like a boom.
Oh, the explosion didn't go off.
Do you like supporting artists? Do you like nerdy things like Dungeons & Dragons? Then Co-op Creations SD is the store for you. You can find adorable dragons, menacing mind flayers, and jealous jelly cubes to accompany you on your adventures. Need a way to safely transport your math rocks? Then their homemade dice bags will keep your click-clacks warm. Stop on by their Etsy page soon, as stock is limited.
Why didn't the explosion go off?
I think that guy on the throne is probably to blame. It's just my guess. Just a guess.
You see, as Diabolus's tail just kind of flicks from side to side, and it suddenly, like, waves in emotion, and you see these black orbs suddenly appear in the sky next to you. And suddenly, from out of them, drops this world's Milos and this world's Rhys. And they drop on the ground, and they look like they have been beaten bloody.
Oh, maybe okay.
Oh, well, that's not ideal.
I see all. I hear all. This is my realm.
No.
Okay, well, we already knew that because you already told us that. But can we have Becky back yet, or is there more tests? Because your last test was a jerk.
The only reason you're still living is because you passed that test.
Wait, obviously.
Was that just like the pre-calc or like the pre-SATs?
He says.
I didn't think that if we lost, he'd just pat us on the back and told us to try again.
Well, you made it. That's the important part. And it's the only reason that you're alive in front of me. Now tell me, why should I give you Becky's soul when I could just have yours right now as well?
Because that's no fun. That's not sport for you. If it's so easy for you to kill us now, there'd be no pleasure in it. It would be a flick of your wrist and we'd all just die. Like, what fun is that?
It's true. I am getting bored of this place. And what I overheard from your conversation earlier does intrigue me.
Which part?
Yeah.
He takes his hand and, like, points towards Poppy. And Poppy starts to float as he, like, raises Poppy into the air.
Hey! And grab Poppy.
You start to float as well.
Hey!
And he says, I'm intrigued by this. What is this called?
It's Poppy? They're Poppy.
Poppy. I've seen you summon or change Poppy into other things here.
Oh, well, those aren't really Poppy. Those are other things. Poppy just takes their form.
Yes, but those other things do not belong to this realm. They do not belong to your realm.
No, they don't. We actually got to meet the big ones, the real ones of them once.
So, you bring them from their realm into yours.
Well, a lesser version of themselves.
I see what he... No.
No.
I'm floating in the air above everybody because I'm holding on to Poppy. I'm not... Listen, I sold Poppy to a trader once and she was very unhappy. I'm not letting you take her.
I don't. I'm not sure that that's. I think he wants to try and convince you to be able to summon him in our world.
Oh, do you have a crystal?
We could make one.
Nah, see, nope, not gonna do it.
I don't have to sign a contract with you and gave you my soul, do I? That's a Becky. That's a Becky thing. That's not.
I have no interest in your soul.
That's good because it's missing pieces.
She's in foreclosure.
She's got a lien on her soul.
Yeah, she got second mortgage.
Wait, are you saying that if I take you on?
She has a puzzle that's gone through like six moves. That you'll give us back
Becky? Yeah, right.
Certainly, I would be interested in it. But from what I've seen from the other you that resides here, someone needs to remain.
What do you mean? Oh, in the crystal. Someone needs to remain in the crystal.
And he just kind of smiles this sharp.
I might be able to make one. Wait, give me a second. Who's a hero that's dead here? Me. Asher.
Din.
Din.
We have her spirit.
We do have her spirit.
You don't. You gave it away, didn't you?
The other Marquise has it. The other Marquise. Hey, other Marquise, can I borrow that soul?
And, like, he looks at you like you're crazy, and he's like, no, this is Din. I'm not giving you this.
I mean, she'd be like that. Like, did you see Ellie on your way up?
That wasn't a win.
Oh, he has it. I've already said it.
Okay, Asher's soul is probably floating around here. Make sure of that. Put him in a crystal. His parents could see him. That might actually make him feel a little better. I don't know. You can try it. It's only a piece of my soul, right? Mm-hmm. It gets Becky back. She owes me. I've given her two pieces of soul.
I mean, what other choices do we have? We obviously can't take on a literal god.
No. I'm up for it. If you give us Becky back.
Certainly.
Okay, can you sit me back down?
And he, like, dropped. You were just a couple of feet up in the air, but he, like, drops you, but you still kind of land kind of hard.
Bobby, you gotta get stop getting kidnapped. Wow!
Popular character.
Bobby has main character energy. Yeah. I don't know how to make a crystal.
I think your self below does.
She's very unresponsive.
True. Quite the unresponse. Also, are we really absolutely sure that this is the route we want to take?
Do you have a better idea?
Yes. None of you will want to hear it, though.
Die fighting?
Leave her here?
Another one.
We can't.
I don't want to, but.
We can't do that. She's our friend. I mean, you're supposed to be dead, and I'd probably still try to go get your soul back.
I wouldn't want you to save me if it meant destroying everything else, or the potential of it.
What choice do we have if we want to save Mickey?
There isn't a choice.
There's always a choice.
It's not a good choice.
Would he even let us leave here if we decided not to do this?
That's what I'm thinking. What happens if we say no? We still got a lot of hours stuck here.
We'll find out.
Diabolus just smiles down at you and he says, you run, because that is fun.
I'm not much for running, but
we are.
Not at this point.
We are a group, and we should all have a say in what happens, so maybe we should vote.
Bizarre, run for our lives, or agree to his terms?
Could just be showboating.
He would kill you as easy as look at you.
Yes, he has not killed everyone here.
As he wants the deal.
If everyone's dead, he wouldn't have any fun.
You were making a deal with everyone that's from here before we showed up.
You're talking to Diabola?
I make no such deals with those already in my care.
Well, why haven't you killed them all?
Because I grow bored of them.
What happens to this place if we make the crystal and take Becky? What happens for the people here?
And he looks and he says, you get my power, which which means I have to put a significant portion into this. I shall part and rest.
I say we do it. What do you... I look at the us from here. What do you guys think?
Becky from here says, I don't know. I mean, he's kind of shit, but if you can take him with you, good riddance. Marquise here says, I don't think it's a good deal, but I've not come up with an answer to get rid of him yet. Milos on the ground says, this is the last thing that I had planned. I don't know if I have the heart to keep trying.
I have been ordered by my third highest commander to assist you in this endeavor. I abstain from voting because it is your choice, it is your friend.
If we can give this world some respite from him, and we get Becky's soul, I say it's worth it.
Ellie, you begin to start to perk your ear up as you start hearing a different, distorted version of the hymn. It kind of reverberates around you, and you even see Diabolus as he kind of like looks around, and then he looks behind you, and you all see Ellie standing behind Ellie. This version of Ellie.
Oh, how did you put yourself back together?
I kind of didn't. Magic. It works.
It does. How did you get out of the crystal? To my knowledge, that's not something that can happen.
I'm not really out. And she, like, puts her hand through herself. See?
My hand
hurt you. You do as well.
Wow.
I know, right?
That's cool.
Right?
How did you become a...
No. And she, like, grabs her ears a little bit. No! And she... And she says, oh, no, I've been drawing power, and I think I can help with this.
With? Just gesturing everything?
No, with the crystal thing.
Oh, yes, that would be great. I don't know how to make one. You seem to know how to make one, because you're in one.
Yeah, I did it the complicated way, but...
What's that mean?
Well... You might find out one day.
I might find out one day.
I hope you don't, but you know. Don't worry.
Bobby, are you gonna kill me?
And Bobby's like, but you see, this world's Elliot's like, no, it's complicated. So back when, not before now, but before then, when they first made the crystals.
Then before that it is now. Then what's before then?
Before then, yes.
Even before then.
But when will then be now?
Oh my gosh.
Later, obviously.
Later, after the then that is now is now.
Yeah. I get it. She gets me.
Oh my god.
Spaceballs the movie.
So... A lot of people sacrifice themselves to make the faith crystal, but...
A lot?
I mean, a few, but... And she kind of gestures around to, like, everything, too.
I thought I could just pull out one soul and make one.
No, it's going to take a bit more than that. I mean, not to hurt them or anything, but to power it, so... Mm-hmm. And she kind of... Like, you see this world's marquee's, like, looking at her, like, shaking his head. And
is this really weird for you guys? I look at all of them from here.
And they're, like, nodding their head in agreements. And she says, I think it's going to take us that are here now. And she points to, like, herself and the remaining members of her party.
Wait, but you guys would die. You're already dead.
Yeah, a couple of us are already.
Marquise. Ellie scans the group.
Well, him too. But, and she, kind of turns around and she, like, motions for something. And you see this little green trail of energy kind of climb the stairs from where you were. And suddenly there is this world's version of Asher outlined in green.
Oh. You've been dead for a long time.
It's Crasher.
Yeah. Kind of sucked.
Yeah, I bet. Milos is sorry.
And you see Milos, like, looking. This world's Milos. Looking at Asher, and just kind of, he does start to tear up. And then Ellie's like, well, we got him. And then she, like, goes over to Marquise, and Marquise is like, what are you doing? And she, like, starts rummaging on his person.
You can't touch him. What are you doing? Are you looking for the crystal? I'll go rummage.
Don't touch him.
And he, like, smacks your hand, but then the Ellie that's here, like, grabs the Magicite, and she kind of wiggles it a little bit and, like, listens with her ear, and then she's like, okay, you have to wake up. And you see, as the image of Din, like the fireflies,
float out. Did I get to learn how to wake up souls? That's cool.
No. Only the faith can do that.
So you are a faith?
Yeah.
So weird.
I know, right? You learn a lot of things, and I can't tell a lot of things. There's secrets, you know.
Everybody's got secrets?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. If we make this crystal with all of you, will all of you die besides the you that are dead already?
Well, somebody has to. Well, not really. You know what I mean. The in-between.
Somebody has to crystal.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to put him in there, Asher. I pointed Asher.
And Asher's like,
well, you were already dead, you see, so you wouldn't be giving up anything.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
I put a soul in a crystal at home, back home, so I thought maybe it would work that way. Oh, yeah?
No.
I'm
a little bit busy, and I'm the only reason this place hasn't stagnated, so...
Yeah, wait, that's right.
Wait, you are? What are you... You're dead! What are you doing?
I shepherd souls through the life stream.
It's supposed to be Ellie's dream. She's dead, too. Fair enough. Okay, so who's going in the crystal?
That's when you see Becky start taking off... This world's Becky start taking off her armor.
Oh, no, Becky.
Shut up. Of course it had to be me, because that one's here. Points. Duh.
But
listen, it's either going to be one of us. Either I'm dead or she's alive or vice versa.
That shucks.
But this world's already shit. I'm kind of done with it. I got my revenge, so I'm feeling better about myself.
Okay. Well, we have our sacrifice, I suppose. How do I do this?
And Ellie's like, okay. Everybody has to gather around here, and like you see this group actually gather around this world's backing, this world's group. And they kind of gather around, and for the first time, they've been together in 10 years. Even this world's Marquise kind of reluctantly gets into the group, into a tight circle, and he says, I still think this is stupid.
Like genetics and everything.
Twins, personalities. It's uncanny.
But you do see them all close in around Becky and give her a hug. And Becky's like, ah, gross. But she does. She does reluctantly accept. And then she looks up. This world's Ellie looks up at Diabolos and says, okay, you have to enter into a pact with Becky. And he says, I'm more than prepared. So these figures begin to glow a little bit with Ellie's touch. And they back up as this crystalline structure begins to build up over Becky's feet. And Diabolos takes one claw, just a little kind of bouncy ball size bit of its power, and pushes it towards this world's Becky. And you see, as Becky's body starts to form like that right side claw, and then her horns begin to grow in blackness, and like half of her side becomes red on her right side, and she begins to get sharp teeth, and her Gria tail becomes a little bit longer and devilish. And she kind of starts to fold up into kind of a, what do they call it, When you fetal position inside of this crystal, and the crystal begins to kind of glow with this dark power. And Diabolos looks at you, Ellie, and says, pact is made. You feel his dark power wash over you.
Oh, that's gross.
And he says, I'm satiated. And he reaches up towards the machina, and you see this speck of light begin to float down. And the other magicite that you have, Marquise, the little soul, the fireflies begin to pour into it. And Diabolus rises from his throne and stretches his wings. And for the first time, you see as a different sun begins to rise in this area. It's kind of a pale blue sun as this red one starts to set. And he says, I shall depart these lands and go and rest. Do what you will, but do not seek me. As he looks towards the remainder of the group that is here, he suddenly bursts into a cloud of bats and starts flying off towards the mountains, towards the north.
Well, I think we helped this world. I don't know how this is going to fuck up our world.
Did you catch Becky?
I guess.
Did you pokeball Becky?
Did you shake three times?
You look and you see now as this, basically the sun is rising in the void.
Did I get the bowl of crystal? Did you get a bowl of crystal?
Did. You have a black crystal in your hands. But now you see as the sun begins to rise here and forms of this world's Din and Ellie and Asher begin to waver with the morning sun.
Thank you.
And they just kind of all smile and nod, and they start to dissipate in the morning sun. And you see Milos. This world's Milos is kind of a ball of mess right now, as he's...
Is he the only one now?
Him and Marquise.
Oh, and Reese is here.
Reese is here, but, like, Reese looks awful, and this world's Marquise is like, oh, shit! And, like, goes over and starts, like, healing him.
I thought he was a little quiet during all of this.
He's, like, twitching.
Yeah. He's gonna bleed now. Oh, shit, that's right, Reese!
Oh, damn.
Reese, are you a summoner here?
No.
Just Ellie? Did summoners exist here? I don't know how these work. Ellie.
Sort of. Not really. They're very rare.
I know you'll miss her, Becky and Ellie. They're not really gone.
Your Reese isn't really gone, either.
I know. It took me some time to figure that out, and the inability to summon for... quite a while, but
So.
We still have 10 hours here.
The sun is rising fast.
Oh.
And then it starts to circle.
Oh.
And then finally it sets, and you see, it starts to come up again, and you see, as this world's Milos kind of looks around and he says, there's something odd happening with the land here. It's not what's supposed to happen. Sun doesn't travel that fast. Well, the sun never traveled at all.
Maybe it's just sort of getting back in sync with itself now that Diabolus is gone.
Might be.
I don't know.
So, you guys now see a small portal begin to open up on the floor.
Oh, I think that's us. Maybe?
You look down into this portal, and there is a woman, like, standing, like, where your feet is, and she's looking down at you. It's very, vertigo-inducing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she says, your time's up.
Oh, okay. I'll look at this world's them, the remaining three. I hope that some peace comes to your plate, your eyes.
Well, we have to build it now. And this world's Reese kind of, like, pats this world's Milos on the back and kind of rubs his back a little bit. And he says, but we'll do what we can.
Good luck.
The old woman in the portal says, give me what is mine.
Can we come through first, or?
Give me what is mine, or you can't come through at all.
Okay, fine. I have a book. Oh, I can't do anything. She's got it.
Yeah, okay, I'll give it to her.
So you drop the book in, and she says, well, come on, hurry through.
Cool. Cannonball!
Yeah. Good luck. And he jumps.
So you guys are going through?
Yeah.
I guess we don't have time for goodbyes.
I said goodbye.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll jump through, yeah.
I mean, you have a couple of moments here before, if you would like to say anything to this world.
I would give this world's Milos a hug and, like, squeeze his butt a little bit. I'd be like, I've always wanted to do that.
It's metallic-y.
Yeah. It's really hard.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. It makes sense, yeah.
Firm. So now you know how good your hugs are.
Yeah. He does give you a big metallic hug back.
And I'll just look at him and say, Araha? Yeah, just Araha. Just like a questioning, like, Araha?
He just looks questioningly at you and says, is that a name?
Yeah, never mind.
I guess I never
good luck.
Met them. Yeah. Sorry.
No, you're fine. Anyway, I hope things are better than we left it, at least.
I think it'll get that way.
You know, write to us, send the postcard. We can travel back and forth with the dog. Oh, we can!
We can travel back and forth with the dog that we got. I don't...
Yeah, I forgot about that. The dog that we got from the...
From Yojimbo's.
Yeah. We'll come back on vacation.
Yeah. Only one person can travel with the dog.
We'll take turns.
Yeah. I'll say to to the other Milos, do you know plane shift, by chance? I've heard of such magic. I don't know if I can learn it, but do you?
I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of fell out of my magical studies a while ago, and...
Oh, the whole metal thing. I get it.
Yeah, I kind of stopped.
Well, maybe we'll come visit one day if I can get it under control.
Good luck to you. If you figure it out, drop me a message.
I'll try?
Sending work across planes.
Yeah, it does. I don't have sending, though.
Good luck, I guess.
I'll just wave to everyone else, be like, it was nice to see all of you. I guess. I'm sorry about Becky.
Milos. This world of Milos just kind of, like, looks longingly over at the crystal. Anybody else want to say any parting words before you depart? Okay. So you all step back through the portal, and you're back in that old rickety house.
We're in a house?
And the old black mage says, now it's time for you to leave, yeah?
Of course.
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you. We appreciate your help.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, let's just go put Becky's soul back in her body.
Well, that's not my job. The white mage chick that was with the Empire was going
to
do that, right?
Yeah, we got to walk back over to that tent.
Yes.
I thought we were...
You're in a different, like, area. She is pointing back towards, like...
Yeah, because we were in a guy's tent. The guy that we saved, the Birdman.
Mm-hmm.
We were in his tent, or the angel guy, whatever. We were in his tent, but we're in a pocket place in his tent now?
Well, you were teleported away from that area, but she had left the portal apparently open for you.
She's gonna walk through the portal.
Before I go, I'll be like, so if Becky wants that book back, just by chance, if she, like, needs it for anything, could she, like, come talk to you and, like, make a copy of it or something?
Yeah, that's not how that works. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, I tried.
She's gonna be really mad that we gave away your book. But we also brought her back to life, so...
She won't believe the story that we tell her of how we got her back to life, so I'm sure she'll just...
I have proof!
Alright, so you guys step back through the portal and you are back in that tent. Just a few feet away from Becky's body. Are you going straight to your tent?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
So you enter in the tent and you see as Joker looks at all of you and he's like, you all look real bad. Are you okay?
No. Oh yeah. Yeah, we're fine. No, we got beat up.
Well, why don't I have the medics take a look at you, but were you successful? Kind of.
From a certain point of view.
Well, go on. Let's see if we can't get our friend back.
You got her soul.
Oh. Well, wait. Is the mage here?
Like, studying, like, looking over Becky's body.
Okay. Then, yeah, I'll give her the crystal.
In this world, it's only been about 4 hours.
Yeah. Could be busy.
She seems pretty interested.
I'll give the crystal over.
Yeah. She takes it and she says, thank you. I very excited to try this. I've not done this myself.
I sure hope the hell it works.
Right. Well, just remember, there is, unfortunately, always a chance for failure.
Yeah.
No magic is ever perfect.
Yeah.
And I will need some help, because I must call out to Becky Soul and see if she would even like to return to the body.
Oh god, we should have asked that first.
Too late now.
We just like necromancy.
I hope she's party. Fucking says no.
Oh god. So she says, she has brought Becky's body towards the center of the tent. And she's laid out some components to the spell that she is beginning to cast. And she says,
I take off the bangle and I slide it back onto Becky's wrist.
Put the earring back on too.
And the earring.
Didn't miss anything.
Just minus one book, that's all.
Yeah.
Quick, give me a random book.
Do you have one of the Marquise books?
One of the Marquise books.
I've got book one, and I have the new ones from the other world.
I do have the new ones from the other world. I haven't read them yet, though. I don't want to give it to Becky. I'll give her the one with the weird chicken scratch in it. Because we know what happens. And then I'll just put that aside.
Yeah. Okay. So you gather around, and she starts to chant, and she says, Becky, are you willing to return? You can message me, Travis, if you do not want to say it out loud.
Oh, I'd be so pissed if she doesn't want to come back.
Honestly, there is a part of me that kind of wants her to say no, only because it would absolutely solidify Marquise's point so much. That, like,
Marquise
would probably is the big ruin mad. Some things, but, like...
Marquise is the big mad at us. He's so mad. We're gonna have to get him some chicky nuggies to make him happy again.
Like, he's definitely...
I get it.
This was not a good move.
While I await for the answer, we will go ahead and start with the ritual, yes. I am going to need some help for this part, as I do not know Becky myself, so I am going to need some help with the spell. Would anybody like to contribute something to help me?
Milos will step forward. In the time that we've known Becky, she has been a whirlwind of many things, but one thing that we all know that she is a wrath of nature. And I'm going to cast Wrath of Nature at a fifth level.
Ooh. Jesus. Okay.
We're going to die.
It doesn't, like, all of this stuff doesn't have to happen. Like, it is, like, a control spell that, like, makes plants grow and shit like that. But this is more thematic. Like, I am casting it through her as more of like a symbolic, but I don't actually want like trees to sprout to like attack people.
Sure.
Destroy the tent that we're in, which would be very symbolic.
It would be very symbolic of Becky. That is true. So.
Well, she did like destroying tents.
I mean, we can do the difficult terrain, like it's just grass, and moss and such, just like all sprout throughout the tent.
Sure, and a wind kind of whips at the tent's fabric as well a little bit. So that will help lower the DC.
We have against tents.
Right.
And the medic looks around. Would anybody else like to add anything?
Ellie's gonna lean in real close to Becky's ear, and she's gonna say, give a part of my soul. I made a pact with you, Polos. Get your ass back in his body. No. Roll intimidation. No. She's gonna say, I hope maybe you have some reprieve from him now. that he's weakened himself, kind of, to become a summon. We just miss you. We were willing to go to another world to bring you back.
So trying to persuade her back?
Persuade her, yeah.
Go ahead and roll me persuasion then.
Oh, okay. 23.
Okay. That'll lower the DC. Who else would like to contribute?
Bite your face off.
Hey, I want to say something.
Okay.
I'm gonna talk to her and I'm gonna say, "Hey, Becky. If you don't want to come back, it's fine. But either way, I would like you to join me in hunting. You're gonna be a family.
Really, I should call her a sister."
Oh.
All right. Are you trying to make a persuasion? Persuade her back? Go ahead and roll me a persuasion check then.
It's 13.
So 13? That is more than the DC, so we have our 3 successes.
I'm so stressed.
I do not know who you are.
Yeah.
But they wanted to get you.
Yeah.
I need to leave. I will let you guys choose. Should I use the yellow die for...
Yes, it's the one you always roll well on.
Yeah. Is that a yes from everybody?
Please. Okay. Please roll well.
The only nat one that die ever.
Oh my god. Don't put that in the world. It's going to be a 20.
Alright.
He's so calm. How can he be so calm? This is Becky's life.
He's taking a picture.
I know.
Bitch. It's a 1.
It's a 1. No, don't say that.
I fucking laugh. That's all.
This is too much.
Travis, I just sent you a message. You want to check?
I saw it.
Okay.
You sent him the picture?
Yeah. So, you all plead with Becky's soul to return to her body. Ellie, you try to persuade her back, letting her know how much you guys have gone through and how much you want her back. And Din, you told her that you'd like to go on a hunt with her, that she's family now. And Milos, you tried to tell her how much of a force of a nature that she was. And the mage lets the spell loose, and the candles, flames for this ritual die down. The light from the magic dies down. And you see the mage kind of look around at you all, worried for a moment, and she starts to grasp a symbol at her chest, and she kind of sits back and looks like she is about to tell you that she's sorry. But then Becky gasps back to life.
I saw that coming.
Now, I was half expecting you to be like, "And then we'll find out what happens next time."
Oh my god. Becky.
Ellie?
Ellie just collapses on top of Becky and like squeezes her.
Becky grabs Ellie by the face, pushes her away eye to eye, and she says, "What the fuck have you done?"
Story. A lot of bad things. but it was for you. We missed you.
We're in so much shit.
Yeah, I know. We knew this going in.
I don't think you understand. I got to live it. I got to live the end. Now we're all going to do it again. We are so fucked.
Maybe. But we know what happens. We can try. And I pull out all of the books that Ellie wrote that has literally everything that happened and every step they took.
Oh, great. More things to read.
I mean, it's all here. At least.
There's a sudden fluttering through the tent, and you hear a gasp as you see a figure appears behind Joker, cloaked and hooded. He has Joker down on the ground with a long pole and a blade on the end. Giant scythe, and he smiles at you all, and he looks towards you, Marquis, and he says, You shouldn't be alive.
Who are you?
You see, as it looks like another face appears behind his, on his shoulder.
Oh.
And it's a skull-like face.
Gross.
And that is where we will end this episode.
What? No.
The group has Becky back.
Gregor, why aren't you protecting your king?
Yeah, right?
Gregor, your prince, he's in danger.
Oh no, I was just so caught up in the moment.
So guys, thanks for tuning in this time around. We hope to see you next Friday. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Campaigns of the Plains channel. Catch new material every Friday on YouTube. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook